Lina Sharif, during the time when there was a treaty between the pact, there was a pact between the Muslims and the Kuffar. So in that time, that period, she was still a mushrika. She was a non-Muslim. But she had come to visit her daughter, Hazrat Asma radiallahu anha, in Medina Sharif. So what Hazrat Asma radiallahu anha did was she went and she asked. She went and she made mashura for direction. This is what we should also be doing. That in any action that we're not sure of, or we need guidance, or guidance is there, it doesn't cost us anything to ask. We should try and ask those people that may know and seek that guidance. So she went first to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, I went and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْتُ قَدِمَتْ عَلَيَّ أُمِّي وَهِيَ رَغِبَةٌ. She said, I told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that my mother has come to me desiring something, asking for something. So she came to ask me, أَفَأَصِلُ أُمِّي. Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her doubt was that her mother was a non-Muslim. And her mother was a non-Muslim. In that period she was coming as a non-Muslim. Should she maintain this tie with a non-Muslim? So therefore she came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she said, my mother came to me hoping and asking for something. أَفَأَصِلْ أُمِّي. Should I maintain that tie with my mother? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, نَعَمْ سِلْ أُمِّكْ. Then maintain the family ties. Maintain the ties with your mother. And then we did the ayat of the Quran yesterday, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِي عِلْمٍ. This is the fairness of Islam. Islam doesn't ask to despise, to look down, to go against people, but try and encourage. Here the ayat is saying that if both your parents, they try and they strive to make you scribe a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تُطِعُهُمَا. Don't obey them. But what you should do with them, even though they're doing such a bad thing, a very serious crime, in Islam one of the highest forms of sin is shirk. Highest form of sin is shirk, to ascribe a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're not asking you to do something small. They're asking you to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then to the ayat of the Quran is saying, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Live with them in this dunya. Be with them in this dunya in a good manner, good akhlaq, display good character to your parents. Today's hadith, عن زينب الثقفي الامرأة عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه وعنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تصدقنا يا معشر النساء ولو من حليكن. The wife of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is reporting this hadith. She is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us and he said that spend, O woman, ولو من حليكن, O gathering of women, spend even if it means you spending from your jewelry. We know how beloved jewelry is to ladies, that they like this jewelry and they appreciate this jewelry and they maintain the jewelry, etc. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling them spend, because spending is such a great thing. In fact, the ayat of the Quran, it comes, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. That Allah is saying, Allah is exalting, spend from what we have given you before such a time comes where your life will be coming out. A person when min qabli ay yati ahadakumul maut, maut will come to you. Fayaqul rabbi, this person will call out, lawla akhartani ila ajalin qareeb, Allah give me a little bit of respite. Little bit of respite. Why? Because I will make you sadaqah, wa akum min as-salihin, and I will be from amongst those that are righteous. So ulama explained that when a person is asking for respite at the time of maut, the first thing he is asking for is the opportunity to spend. Why the opportunity to spend? فَأَصَدَّقَنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. This أَصَدَّقَنَّ means that I will definitely spend, because the person at that time, now he'll know the reward of everything. He'll know the reward of Hajj. He'll know the reward of fasting. He'll know the reward of Salah. He'll know the reward of Tilawat. Everything he'll know. But he'll realize that the thing that will hold the highest reward or the most benefit for him at that moment is the Sadaqah, because this will have an everlasting reward. Continuous reward for him. So long as that avenue is still alive, this person will get the rewards. So at that time he'll say, Wallah, give me that little bit of respite so I can spend. Anyway, Rasulullah ﷺ told the woman folk that, oh woman folk, spend even if it means you're spending from your jewelry. قالت فرجعت إلى عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه فقلت له إنك رجل خفيف ذات اليد. So she also, look at the beauty of this wife of Sahaba, that she, when she heard this, she came to her husband, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He was a great faqih. He was a great alim of Medina. So she came up to her husband and she tells her husband that, you know what, you are very, very poor. You are very poor, why don't you ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qad amarana bi sadaqati fa innahu fas'alhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to give sadaqah. Now why don't you ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I can spend on you, you are my husband, if my spending on you will be counted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful question the wife is asking the husband. Fa in kana dhalika yujzi'u anni, and if that is permissible, then I wa illa saraftuha ila ghayrikum, if that is permissible, then I will spend on you. I mean, otherwise the wife is telling the husband, if I can spend, you're a poor man, I've got wealth, I will spend on you, if that is permissible. If not, then I will spend on somebody else. فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ابْنِ مَسْعُودَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بَلْ إِتِهِ أَنْتِ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه got a bit frightened. Sahaba were like that, that level of respect they had for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he tells his wife, no, you ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. فَانْتَلَقْتُ, so she's saying, now I went to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. فَإِذَا إِمْرَأَةٌ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ بِبَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَاجَتِي حَاجَتُهَا. When I went there, there was a woman from the Ansar who was already there by the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asking the same question that I wanted to ask. So there is another woman asking the same question, that can she spend on her husband? So وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أُلْقِيَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْمَحَبَّةِ. She's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a type of awe. We would fright to ask Rasulullah, obviously, of his status and his maqam, the maqam Allah Pak had given him. So she said, فَخَرَجَ عَلَيْنَا بِلَال. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu came to attend to us. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't come directly to attend to us. From the house, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu came to attend to us. فَقُلْنَا لَهُ إِعْتِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَخْبِرْهُ أَنَّ إِمْرَأَتَيْنِ بِالْبَابِ تَسْأَلَانِكَ أَتُجْزِي السَّدَقَةُ عَنْهُمَا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمَا وَعَلَى أَيْ تَامِ فِي حُجُورِهِمَا. That she tells, these two women tell Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him that there are two women, they are asking whether giving sadaqah to their husbands will suffice for them, will be sufficient, will be valid, and will it be okay for them to spend on those yatim that are in the care. So those orphans that they are looking after, in their own care, if they spend on them. Obviously this was a doubt, because now you're not using, you normally use your own money to spend on the orphans, now you're using sadaqah money to spend on the orphans, so is this okay? So this was their question. وَلَا تُخْبِرْهُ مَنْ نَحْنُ. But please, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, don't tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who's asking the question. Just tell him the two women are asking. Don't inform him who is asking this question. فَدَخَلَ بِلَالٌ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَسَأَلَهُ فَقَالَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ هُمَا. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu went and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that question. The same question, is it permissible, valid for them to give to their husbands and to those yatim in their care? قَالَ إِمْرَأَةٌ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, who are these two women asking the question? Important thing that comes out from this point here is that sometimes it's important to know who is asking the question, because a different answer will be for different person depending on his condition, his situation. So there isn't one blanket answer that will fit every person. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that who is asking this question. So Bilal radiallahu anhu replied, إِمْرَأَةٌ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is one woman from the Ansar that is asking this question, and Zainab radiallahu anha. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَيُّ الزَّنَابِ بَهِيَا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked, which Zainab? Obviously there are so many Zainabs, which Zainab is asking? So in other words, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is showing us that a question is specific to a person, the answer will be specific to a person. But Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to know which Zainab was asking this. قَالَ إِمْرَأَةُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu replied that the wife of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is asking this question. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَهُمَا أَجْرَانَ أَجْرُ الْقَرَابَةِ وَأَجْرُ الصَّدَقَةِ. رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ mentioned, متفقٌ عليه, mentioned that for these two women will be two rewards. One is the reward of giving that sadaqah, and one is the reward of maintaining that family tie. Here by her giving the husband, obviously it will maintain that tie even further between husband and wife, and she'll also be getting reward of sadaqah. How beautiful our deen is, and the person is giving sadaqah within his family, within his close relatives. One is he's keeping that family ties, and one is Allah Pak from his side is giving him another reward, that you've given sadaqah and you've maintained family ties, so you've got double reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Today is Friday, as we know. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and try and make it early for the Jumu'ah salah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.